You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Today, part two on a list of UPIC teachings to get through this pandemic, with guest Rose Domnick, the Director of Preventative Services for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Behavioral Health Department, and Mary Beaver, an advisory elder to the program who worked in behavioral health for many years.
The fourth teaching is to smudge. You can smudge using tundra tea, and to use smudging to cleanse, purify, and remove negative energies, centering ourselves and promoting healing. Talk to me more about that as well. Mary, would you like to start again?
Okay. Smudging, this one is, I cannot do it at my house right now because my fire alarm is very sensitive. For little things, it will go off. So what I'm doing is right now is in the morning, but not all the time. In the morning, I boil the water and then put spruce needles in it and use them for steam in the house. Because of this, what I'm doing is because I heard a story long time ago when they have this sickness, like this epidemic right now, what we're going through. Everybody was sick. Some of them died. That happens in springtime. And maybe before we even born. And then ice was moving. And the people who went out to spring camping, there was two families in one area, but they're not very close to each other. The other families have tent and maybe about a few yards or so, the other people were camping, and those people have grandmother with them. And everybody was sick, even in the village where they come from, they were sick too, with coughing and all that stuff. And then ice goes on. So these people, first families who I talk about, one of them died and they buried her. And almost everybody was sick in that tent. But seems like that those people, when they see them over there, not far, seems like they never get sick. They always play around outside when they see them. So one of them was wondering what's going on over there. So finally, he went over to that family with a grandmother. And when he go in there, everybody was well and healthy. And when he go into the tent, after a while, he asked them. He was saying, everybody is sick, even at our village. And some of them died, even one of us was died too. How come you guys are healthy? And their grandma was saying, when the ice goes out, she was watching, and then suddenly there was a spruce tree stuck right by their tent on the river. And she went down and pulled it to the ground. And then after that, in the morning and in the evenings, she took maybe a handful of needles of spruce tree and put them on top of the stove to make them burn. The smoke goes into the tent. And that's what she's been doing all this time, in the morning and in the evening. And they think that it's because of that they never get sick. That's what my story is. Thank you.
This is Rose. Traditionally, this was one of our rituals that was done to not only protect, but also to maintain health and well-being. Today, like at my house, one of my family members has a lot of lung issues, so it's impossible for me to smudge at home. So in the morning, what I usually do, I have started making some smudge salve that has ayuk and other smudging plants. So after I get set, I take a little bit of that salve, and just as I'm praying, I go over my whole body everywhere as I'm praying to protect me from all jahl, or a sentence jahluk, from anything negative, and to not only that, but to maintain and keep all of my senses and my awareness in place so I don't lose any of that. And so it really helps with your feeling of health and well-being, and pushes you in that direction and promotes health and well-being, so I can go out and have this feeling of confidence and that I'm going to be okay and healthy because I've been able to do this, and it maintains awareness so that I don't bring myself to danger unknowingly, and that I'm maintaining mindfulness and purposefulness throughout my day, and that I don't make any rash decision to put myself in danger. So this is a very powerful ritual for health and well-being, cleansing and purifying, and praying for health and well-being and maintaining that throughout the day. That's how I utilize this and practice it today.
Number five, the teaching is to talk to someone, to share what you're feeling and thinking, to change how you may think and feel about the situation. Talk to me more about this one as well.
This is probably one of our most important teachings in maintaining health and well-being. We're told that if we're feeling and thinking negatively because of something that is happening in our environment, then we're always reminded to take it out, anshuku, get rid of it. So talking is a very effective way to take out that heaviness or that darkness that might be in your heart and in your mind. And when you're sharing what you have experienced, when you're sharing what you're thinking and what you've been feeling, how you've been impacted, it's like those words, as they come out, say somehow they hook those negative feelings and thoughts along with those words, they come out, and it comes out, and, you know, it doesn't change the situation. It doesn't change anything around you, but it really all of a sudden makes you feel so much lighter and so much relief. We're told also that if we feel like we can't talk to anybody, go out into the wilderness, go out on the tundra, go out somewhere, go talk to the trees, talk to the dog, talk to some natural part of the environment around you. Get it out. And if you need to cry, if you need to scream, you can do that. And the boys are encouraged to go out to the tundra and get whatever, if they feel like they can't talk to anybody, when you talk to the trees, when you talk to the dog, when you talk to nature, it doesn't answer back. It doesn't make you feel anything negative. It doesn't blame or judge you. So you can easily get it out. And afterwards, you feel really refreshed. You feel lighter. Your rational brain is back in control. You feel more hopeful. So being able to talk it all out is very powerful medicine. It brings you out of that pit that you may be feeling like you're in, where it's hopeless and dark. So it's very powerful medicine. Right, Mary?
Yeah, it's right, yeah. And crying and laughing is a medicine at the same time, too. When you're sad, take it out to your friend. But one thing I want to add is whatever is hurt inside of you, if you keep it, you will remember thinking about it only. And sometimes your mind will get madder and madder instead of getting healing. That's why it has to be come out somehow, like Rose said, talk to the plants, go to the tundra, wilderness, and talk about it. You hear it with your ears, and it's true that trees, even the dog, cannot talk back to you, and he's not going to give you any negative answers. Maybe that's why us who is helping other people has to be like those trees, plants, and the animals. Listen, not talk. That's how we can help others. That's all I can add. Thank you.
You've gone over 5 Yupik teachings for people to use to cope during the coronavirus. Are there any other teachings you'd like to share?
Well, there are a lot of teachings, and it's always important to remember that these are part of the teachings that we must all learn and that we must hear to be reminded, that are very effective and can be used during times like today so that we could be okay, so that we could survive. And we also must remember that these teachings are, that they're medicine to the mind, because your mind is so powerful. And it really affects your body, and it affects the decisions that you make, the behavior, and the things that you do. And so when you hear these teachings, when you utilize them, you'll notice that it brings your mind to a very positive place. And from there, it affects your health, because when you're sad, when you're scared, when you're mad, when you are in the midst of any kind of a negative feeling and thought, there's a lot of stress and it's unhealthy to the body, and you can become sick and you become vulnerable to disease. But if you can learn these teachings, remember them, and utilize them, it's like you're giving yourself a dose of medicine all day long, throughout each day. And it helps you to maintain a positive health and well-being while this is taking place today, so that when it's over, you're able to survive and you're able to be okay and you're not being affected in a way where you harm yourself or people around you. And there's not a whole lot anybody can do. There's no control over what's happening in the environment. But there is a lot of control you have over where your mind is, how you are, and how you can carry on throughout each day. What we have to remember is that we're not alone, and that we could remind each other and take care of each other with these teachings that help to bring a person out of that hopelessness that one can go to when you keep on thinking negatively. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you to Rose Dominic and Mary Beaver.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. Bye.
That was Rose Dominic and Mary Beaver with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Behavioral Health Department, sharing Yupik teachings for all of us to use to get through this pandemic. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK.